Live from the Play Show, yet not overly ostentatious media room from the national championship game in beautiful Atlanta. That's right, the Zach Gelb Show is on the road, and we're inching closer and closer to seeing either Notre Dame or Ohio State be crowned champion. We welcome you in on what is going to be a very, and I mean a very, busy Monday as we're coming to you live from Atlanta, and we broadcast to you across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. That's 855-212-4227, and you could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. What a busy, and I mean busy, weekend that we had in the NFL playoffs. It got started off with Kansas City getting helped out by the refs, even though they didn't need to get helped out by the refs. But that was a Houston Texans team that the defense was looking to win the game. The offense, not so much. So a disappointing ending, and really is encapsulates what the Texans have been all throughout the year, just not ready to take that next step on the offensive side of the ball. So Kansas City, surprise, surprise, they punched their ticket back to the AFC Championship game. And then things really started to get funky on Saturday night. And you saw the Commanders walk into Detroit. Jaden Daniels, who is absolutely sensational, and you thought C.J. Stroud had a good rookie season last year, right? Didn't we say that a year ago? C.J. Stroud, the best rookie season we've ever seen. Well, that tag belongs now to Jaden Daniels, as the Commanders are going to the NFC Championship game after defeating the Detroit Lions by a score of 45-31. You could have told me 4 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, or even 2 weeks ago, that the Commanders would be going to the NFC title game, and I would have never believed you. I would have requested a drug test on the spot because I would have never thought they'd be going to the NFC title game. And I even remember saying in the summer, you know, maybe they could be a dark horse playoff team if everything goes right, because we've seen teams go from the outhouse to the penthouse rather quickly. But my oh my, even as a enormous fan of Jaden Daniels, I didn't see this coming and this happening this quickly for the Commanders. And that was a pretty epic Saturday. And then on Sunday, the football was pretty good too. So I was in Philadelphia yesterday, drove down after Sunday morning football, left the studio at noon Eastern. And when I was driving down, there was a lot of snow. Like, not a ton. You know, it wasn't like it was a foot or something, but there was definitely a few inches coming down. And when I got into the stadium, and it was more so in New York and North Jersey where I saw some of the snow driving down the turnpike. But then when I started to see, like, about, like, I would probably say the second quarter, if memory serves me right, that's when the snow really started coming down hard in Philadelphia. And that was a game where it was back and forth. It was a slobber knocker between the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. And then when Saquon late goes on that 78-yard touchdown run, you're thinking night-night, turn out the lights, the party's over. You had some miscues by the Rams, but then they quickly matriculate the ball down the field. Boom, they put the ball in the end zone. And it looked like the Rams are about to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, but then Jalen Carter made the play of the day on third down, where he had that big sack on Matthew Stafford. And if that would have been it for the weekend, be a pretty fun weekend of football. Kansas City, Texans, you never thought that the Texans were going to win, but not a blowout. The Commanders getting upset by the Lions, and then you had the Eagles just surviving up against the LA Rams. But this is where we start the show today, and we start the show talking about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And usually, I say this throughout the football season, whenever we have a football Monday and we're sitting back and we're recapping games that happen, I say 9.9 times out of 10, we are usually praising a quarterback or ripping a quarterback, praising a head coach or ripping a head coach. And that's usually who gets the brunt of the abuse and or even the words of extolment. It's either a lot of praise towards head coaches and quarterbacks, or the team that lost, we ripped their head coach and quarterback. That's the way that 9.999 times out of 10, we consume and we talk about football. But yesterday, when I'm watching Bills and Ravens, you could nitpick, and I know that the conversation, and trust me, I took a flight to Atlanta this morning, got to the airport on 3 hours of sleep, got on the plane at 6:45 a.m. Eastern time. For some reason, at JFK, they made us sit on the runway for about 90 minutes, probably even closer to 2 hours, if I'm being honest. So I was on JetBlue, and they have TVs on the plane, right? And I'm watching a lot of these shows, whether it's SportsCenter or Get Up or whatever types of shows that were on. And most of the segments were Lamar Jackson. Can he win the big game? Will Lamar Jackson ever win the Super Bowl? And I don't want to defend Lamar Jackson because the Ravens lost the game and the Bills won. But my biggest point of contention wasn't with Lamar Jackson and wasn't with John Harbaugh. Now, were they perfect in the game? Absolutely not. I think the most ridiculous analysis that I've heard, though, was people criticizing John Harbaugh for going for it for 2 points when it was in the third quarter after they got the Derrick Henry 5-yard run, and that made it 21-19. I have no problem in that moment. I know some people say, they're chasing the points. I have no problem going for the 2-point play. And it was Matt Milano who just found a way to bat the ball down when you thought that Isaiah Likely was wide open, what would have been a successful 2-point try. So I'm not going to crush John Harbaugh, even though I think the luster on John Harbaugh and also Mike Tomlin has worn off, where we all know they're really good coaches. But they keep on having these performances, and they have teams where the Steelers, they go win 9-12 games each and every year. They can't win a playoff game. The Ravens at least can win a playoff game, but then they get to the AFC Championship game a year ago, and they crap the bed at home, or in the divisional round this time around up against the Buffalo Bills. Hey, that's a heck of a football team. I thought Buffalo was going to win the game going in, but it wasn't inconceivable that the Ravens could win. Heck, they were a 1.5-point favorite. But they keep on coming up short when in the last 2 years you've had, or the last few years, you've had a quarterback that has won 2 MVP awards and could win his 3rd MVP this year, even though going into the game, and it's a regular season award. Let me remind people, when it comes to the MVP, I personally thought Josh Allen was the MVP this year in a large sense, because you look at the Ravens, they have other pieces, right? They have Derrick Henry. When healthy, I know he didn't play yesterday. They have Zay Flowers. You got Mark Andrews. You got Isaiah Likely. The Buffalo Bills, it's Josh Allen. James Cook is solid. He's not a premier running back in this league, but he is a good running back, and he's trending to having a successful career. We saw the touchdowns that he scored this year. But the straw that really stirs the drink for the Buffalo Bills is Josh Allen. And if Josh Allen doesn't have a really damn good game, and most times they don't win the game. So I'm looking at this game yesterday, and I told you I'm not going to rip John Harbaugh, and I'm not going to rip Lamar Jackson either. Lamar Jackson had some turnovers, right? He has been turnover heavy in a lot of these postseason games. He's got to clean it up. He'll be the first one to tell you that he has to clean that up. But it's kind of like blackjack, right? You know, you got to risk something, and you sometimes can't be scared to go make money. And that was Lamar Jackson, where Lamar Jackson, right, had a terrible, it was hellacious interception. You know, he caught himself picking up a football too and then dropping it on the ground when he fumbled. And those could be differences in the game. You know, I know we all like to break down football until we're blue in the face and everyone thinks they have the answers. Usually the team in the postseason that runs the football better and limits the turnovers and wins the turnover battle is the team that wins. And I'll tell you, if you want 1 point of contention with the coaching staff, I think this is the fair one. Not, they go for the 2-point conversion too early in the third quarter. I think the fair point of contention with the coaching staff was you look at only 22 total runs for the Baltimore Ravens yesterday when you combine Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Now, last year they didn't have Derrick Henry. I get that in the AFC Championship game, but Todd Monken did not run the football enough. So if that's the one critique you want to have on the coaching staff, totally get it. I understand it. If the one critique you want to have on Lamar Jackson is you can't have an interception, you can't have a fumble, I totally get it. But when I look back at this 27-25 game in favor of the Buffalo Bills, and if I have to say, why did the Ravens lose this game? It's not a quarterback that I'm ripping, and it's not a head coach that I'm ripping. This is the 1/10 of a time where we're going to sit here, and on a football Monday, after a team loss, we're not going to blame the loss on a quarterback or on a coach. Folks, it's simple. If you watch the game, I don't even need to say his name. I don't even need to tell you who's the biggest culprit why the Ravens lost. If you can't figure it out, well, then you didn't watch the game accurately. Or you're related to this person. Or you have a soft spot for this person. But Mark Andrews cost the Ravens a potential trip to the AFC Championship game. He did. Now, just if he catches that ball on the two-point conversion play, where for all the problems people have with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh got that team into the end zone, and they needed two more points, and you had Mark Andrews wide open, right? I don't usually say I could do something that an NFL player can do, right, that he couldn't do, but I could have caught that football. If you had me that wide open, even if the throw you want to say was a little low, it hit Mark Andrews right in the hands. You got to catch it. But also, you had earlier in the fourth quarter, when the Ravens are down by five and they were driving down the field, he caught the football, he's trying to make something happen after the big catch, and he fumbled the ball and the Bills got the ball back. Those are the two plays in this game where if you are a Baltimore Ravens fan, you have to be ill. You were playing the what-if game today. What if midway through the fourth quarter, Mark Andrews doesn't fumble the football? I probably think they march down the field and get a touchdown. Worst case, they're getting a field goal. But even if you could get over that, your quarterback, who didn't play at his best, but he had a good second half, he was able to overcome all the gripes that you had with him in the first half. He put the ball in the end zone to Isaiah Likely. And then if you want to say they should have ran the ball with Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry in the two-point conversion, I get it. But you can't tell me that the play didn't work, because the play was there to be made. And all you have to do is just catch the football. That is all Mark Andrews has to do, is catch the football. You tie up the game, and then the pressure is on your defense with still a little over 90 seconds to go to keep Josh Allen either out of the end zone or at a field goal range. And even if they're in field goal range, I know Bass had a 50-plus yard kick in the game, but Tyler Bass is not Mr. Automatic. So we could do some over-analysis today, and I've heard it. I heard the over-analysis when I sat on the runway in New York City at JFK for nearly 2 hours today, all right? And then when I got in the air for the short 2-hour and 10-minute flight, I heard all the over-analysis. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, right? I've heard it all day long. The conversation starts and ends with Mark Andrews. That's why the Baltimore Ravens lost the game. You cannot put the ball on the turf in the fourth quarter, and then also when the ball hits you in the hands, when the game is on the line and you are looking to tie the game and you are wide open. Don't give me this nonsense about the conditions. I don't want to hear people bitch and complain, oh, but football being played in the snow, it shouldn't be allowed. Stop it. You're making excuses. It's simple. Catch the frickin' ball. You catch the ball, it's a tie game, and then if the Bills march right down the field and hit a game-winning field goal or put the ball in the end zone, it wasn't your year. But you got to catch the ball. Don't tell me, oh, Lamar, you know, he's the reason they lost, or John Harbaugh's the reason that they lost. They both weren't perfect. But at the end of the day, if Mark Andrews catches that football, it is a tie ball game. He has to make that catch. And he failed his teammates immensely. It doesn't mean he's not a good guy. It doesn't mean he's not a good football player. It's just the truth. And I watch sports, and then I tell you the truth the next day. You could sit here, and you could find a way to blame other people. You know it, and I know it. The blame starts, and it ends with Mark Andrews, whether you like it or not. Now, for the Buffalo Bills perspective, this was a team that heading into this season, people doubted them. People thought the Jets or the Dolphins, not me, but people thought the Jets or the Dolphins were going to win the AFC East. I thought the Bills were going to win the AFC East, and I thought the Bills were going to have the MVP of the league in Josh Allen. That's the way that I talked about the Bills. Whatever you thought about the Bills, whether it was positive or negative heading into the season, it doesn't matter anymore. Buffalo, we have now seen the last four regular season games that they've played Kansas City, they have won. That means, Jack, you know what? Because they must get it done this weekend. Kansas City, we could say this all year long and going back to last year. They're vulnerable. They're vulnerable. Until you take them out, don't tell me they're vulnerable. I don't want to hear it. Because that defense led by Chris Jones and Karlaftis is really damn good. Spags should be a coordinator in the Hall of Fame. And on offense, guess who showed up? It's the postseason. Travis Kelce showed up. And I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes, right, and feeling good about it. Like, I'll bet against him, maybe. Right now, I know it's a Monday. Don't hold me to it. I'm thinking the Bills are going to win the game. But you can't feel confident in it. But if not now, when? Because for the Ravens, if you're not going to beat the Bills and you're not going to beat Buffalo in this AFC divisional round, then when? Because the last 2 years with the Ravens, you were at home, AFC championship game. You lost. You had made some mistakes. All you had to do was catch the ball. It's a tie game up against the Bills. You have momentum. You lost. Now for Buffalo, you won this game. You won the battle of the two top MVP candidates. Now you must get the job done next week. Because if you don't get the job done on Sunday, this win up against the Ravens means absolutely nothing. Whether you thought the Bills were going to be great this year or you thought that they were going to be underwhelming, Buffalo is two wins away from winning a Super Bowl. And anything short of them winning a Super Bowl is a failure. It is time. This is the time to beat Kansas City, and we'll see if they could do that. So who do you blame the most for the game, why the Ravens did lose to the Bills? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. And if you want to give me a little early thought, you know, we got the final four teams here. You got the Commanders and the Eagles. You got the Bills and the Chiefs. So in Philadelphia, we'll have the NFC Championship game on Sunday. And followed up in Kansas City, we'll have the AFC Championship game. Out of those four teams, who is the team right now that you're the most confident in that could get to the Super Bowl? And if you want to chime in on how we should talk about Lamar Jackson moving forward and also Josh Allen too, you could always hit me up, 855-212-4227. Zach Gelb here with you. This is the Infinity Sports Network. We're broadcasting live today from Atlanta, the site of the 2025 National Championship game between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. So we can't wait for that one. I'll be going over right to the stadium, which is about, you know, I can't wait to get in there and you know, about like a 2 minute commute from where we're doing the show today as we're at the media headquarters and the media hotel. So I'll make the 2 minute trip over right after the show does conclude and we'll have a fun, hopefully fun national championship game tonight. So let's take a break. When we come on back, Jaden Daniels, we got to praise him. And we also got to get into what ended up being a failure of a season for the Detroit Lions. But I'm ready to put Jaden Daniels in a different class. I'll tell you how far I'm willing to go with Jaden Daniels when we come on back live from the ATL after these short messages. How we doing on this Monday? It is the Zach Gelb Show live in Atlanta for the national championship game, Ohio State Notre Dame tonight. And we got a lot of football to talk about. We got to preview that national championship game. We're also recapping what was an awesome weekend of divisional round football as things got started off with the Kansas City Chiefs taking care of business up against the Texans. We then saw the Lions getting stunned by the Washington Commanders. Shout out Mikey Sanristil. I thought he made the biggest play of the game right before the end of the half. They're up 10. Lions are driving. They probably either going to get a field goal or a touchdown. Sanristil picked off the football, and that was big because it kept it at a 10-point deficit and it kept the Commanders up by 10 points. And then coming out of half, Commanders, they give the ball back to the Lions. The Lions march right down the field, and they get a touchdown, and that made it a three-point game. So if they could have just held on there for a field goal, it would have been a tie game, or they could have even taken the lead if they did get a touchdown right before the end of the first half. But Sanristol with his first interception, and then his second interception did come later in the game. So a big night for Mikey Sanristol. If you watched him at Michigan, all he did was make plays, and now he's doing that in his rookie season. So that was the story on Saturday. Obviously, Jaden Daniels, will get to him in just a second. And Sunday, we saw Philadelphia hold on up against the Rams, and then we saw the Buffalo Bills take care of business, and they did take down the Baltimore Ravens by a final score of 27-25. You know, I always love our callers on this show. 855-212-4227. You have Scott right in California, who's someone that we know is a Vikings fan. Mike in Abilene, Texas, who's a crazy Ohio State Buckeyes fan. But Adam in Toronto, I haven't heard from him in a while. And I remember him when we were in the 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time slot. He would used to call me all the time about his Buffalo Bills. And we start this Monday show off going to the phone lines, 855-212-4227. I'm just going to go on a limb here. And I think this is the most correct thing I'll say all week. Adam's going to be in a pretty good mood. Adam, what do you say?
Oh, Zach, the haters are sick. You know what, Zach? All offseason, all I heard was every media talking and telling me the Dolphins and the Jets are going to win the division. All week, all I heard was that we were too small, our line wasn't good enough, we were going to get run all over by Derrick Henry, and Baltimore was going to blow us out. It wasn't even going to be a game. I heard Ravens fans on Twitter saying you might as well just take us to Kansas City. The haters are sick, man. And as for Jerry Coleman calling Buffalo a city of losers a few years ago, how does that taste, Jerry? How about you pound sand, shut the hell up, and watch the Bills go beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? I cannot tell you how fired up I am, Zach. And I'll tell you why this year is different. I know I say this every single year.
Wait, real quickly, Adam, I'll let you finish. But who was the one media member that didn't doubt the Bills before the year started? Who was the one media member, you know, I'm sure more did, that picked the Buffalo Bills to beat the Ravens? Who was it?
He's got the initials of Z and G. I don't know if it rings a bell, but it was you.
He sounds like a jackass, that guy, if I'm being honest.
Everybody but you was hating on the Bills. And Jerry Coleman can pound sand. Here's why this year's different, okay? Sean McDermott would have lost that game a year ago or 2 years ago. I was literally having diarrhea run down my leg. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying. I was so nervous for that final drive. I said, Baltimore's going to come down. Baltimore's going to tie it. They're going to get a two-point conversion, and we're going to lose in overtime. I could smell it. And it didn't happen. And Sean McDermott coached his ass off. And you know what, man? Job's not finished. We still got to go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs and the refs, which we all know is going to be bad.
Yeah.
But the refs are going to – I'm so disappointed with the refereeing in that Houston game. But I'm feeling good, Zach. You know what? Hey, if we lose on Sunday, we lose on Sunday. You know what? It is what it is. But
you know what you need, Adam?
Good, man.
You know what you need? I'll tell you. This is how you get the W. I'm going to read you two tweets from this postseason. The Broncos beat the Bills today. Bo Nix has played like a 10-year vet. He won't be intimidated by a hostile playoff environment. Buffalo's defense folds in the playoffs. Denver's defense will get after Josh Allen, and a lack of a true number one wide receiver will haunt them. Broncos 27, Bills 23. First wrong prediction by the great Hot Take Hickey.
How did that work out? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Ravens 27, Bills 17. Derrick Henry and Lamar thrash the Bills on the ground. 225-plus rushing yards. Don't see how Buffalo's defense slows down Lamar and Henry. That is your friend, our friend, Ryan Hot Take Hickey. If you get a Kansas City Chiefs victory prediction from Hot Take Hickey, I don't even know if Mahomes can defeat the Hickey Hex.
No, he can't. It's impossible to beat it. And you know what? Before he even tweeted that, Zach, I tweeted at him saying, what's your take today? And he tweeted me 27-10 Baltimore. And I said, perfect. Perfect, man. Keep hating us. Keep doubting us like you always have. I know he's going to be – I swear, Zach, I need you to do me one favor. If Hickey is rooting for the Chiefs this week, I need you to just backhand him in the face because that is unacceptable. Not even – man, I know he's a big Buffalo hater and he hates Josh Allen's guts for no reason. Yeah. But if he picks – and he's rooting for the Chiefs, I'm going to need some physical violence. That's the
well,
only
I'll see him tonight at the national championship game. I'm going to hope that we don't get any physical violence in the national championship game, but we'll see. Adam in Toronto, great call. Let's go from Adam in Toronto. We go to South Carolina. JD is next up on the Zach Gelb Show in Atlanta today from the national championship game. JD, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I hope you have a great time in the game tonight. Hopefully we get a good one. So, first question, though, based on that last phone call, was Josh Allen talking about Ryan Hickey in that post-game press conference last night?
You know, it's a good question, and Hickey will deny that he's a Bills hater, but I have a very good memory on things that I like to get petty about. Hickey once told me that Carson Wentz, when he was with the Colts, he'd rather have him than Josh Allen on the Bills, and then he has just shredded the Bills all year long and has picked against them. So that could be a possibility that Josh Allen is a big listener of the Zach Gelb Show and was calling out Hickey last night.
I think it's very possible. And then, listen, I wanted to agree with you, man, on the Mark Andrews thing, bro. Listen, these guys, they practice with wet balls all the time. You see them out there, they're spraying sprinklers on the ball, they're throwing wet balls, they're trying to catch these balls. You and I both have probably thrown the football on the beach before and made more difficult catches than Mark Andrews had to make last night. And the Ravens messed him up by tweeting that video at first.
Oh, before the game you're talking about? How, like, he's not intimidated by the environment?
No, doesn't bother Mark Andrews.
Yeah, that sports karma a little bit. Like, I didn't have a problem with the tweet, but it looks horrible when he is the number one reason why they lost that game.
Right, absolutely. They're going to have to take that one down. And, I don't know if Lamar will ever win consecutive playoff games, though, man. Listen, you have a great time of the game. Y'all be blessed, not stressed. Thanks for taking my call, bro.
You got it. Good job there, JD in South Carolina. Let's go to Connecticut. Rob is next up. Rob, how we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing very well. I couldn't wait to get on. I was waiting for 3 o'clock because I wanted to hear what you had to say today. And
my
you
man.
Already know, baby. You know your boy Deion Dawkins came through yesterday. They didn't even need to call him for that holding.
That was a BS hold. I was very annoyed about that hold. The referees, they were screwing my friend Deion Dawkins. That you know what, people, you can't just be big and block anybody anymore. That was a stupid penalty. A stupid penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Should have
all
never
he
been
did
thrown.
Was slap his arm down and then push him down. That's not a hold. He did his job. Come on. But listen, Adam from Toronto, it is. Yo, he stole my thunder. You know I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Ryan Hickey tonight?
Yes. Yeah, he's in Atlanta. Yeah.
Well, do me a favor and give him a message from Rob from Connecticut, too. Stop hating on the Bills and trying to justify it and saying, it's not that I don't like the Bills, but, boy, he was just like, he felt so bad about the Ravens and losing. Who would have ever thought that the Buffalo Bills would have stopped Derrick Henry 84 yards? Everybody thought that he was going to walk right into Orchard Park and just walk all over us and run up 100 and some odd yards or 200 yards, 84 yards. Buffalo did their job. The takeaways is what they are good at. They did their job. And by the way, Mark Andrews, it was his fault. I completely agree with you. And the other thing is,
hey Rob, I gotta let you run because
Harbaugh is a great coach.
Yeah, yeah,
and well,
he's a good coach. I gotta let you run, Rob, because we got breaking news right now on the show. Holy smokes, Chicago, you have hope. Now we'll see how long that hope does last, because there was hope before this season, and it was absolutely miserable, and it was a bleep show when everyone thought right away Caleb Williams is going to take the league by storm, but you had Matt Eberflus still as the head coach, and he was an unmitigated disaster. The Chicago Bears have got their guy to coach Caleb Williams for the foreseeable future. And according to Adam Schefter, bear down. Chicago is finalizing a deal to hire Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson as its next head coach. Sources tell ESPN, Bears are getting their man. I commend Kevin Warren. I commend Ryan Poles. And I commend the McCaskey family. That may be the last time we do that, but they needed to get Ben Johnson. From the start, I said they needed to get either Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel once Belichick elected to go to UNC. Vrabel goes to the Pats. Now Ben Johnson goes to the Chicago Bears. And let me just tell you something. If the Bears can't get this right with how much people think and how much people rave about Ben Johnson and how a year ago we all raved about Caleb Williams, then they are just a cursed franchise. That's the bottom line. They got the right guy. They made the right hire. Now we'll see if it's going to ultimately work. You know, could they have gone with Mike McCarthy? Sure. Could they have done another name like a Cliff Kingsbury? Yes. But once Vrabel was off the board, once Belichick is at UNC, this was the guy. This was the young, up-and-coming, innovative offensive mind. We've seen what he's done the last few years with the Detroit Lions. They swung big, and they got their guy. Now, we'll see if Ben Johnson turns out to be a great head coach, or if he will go into the long list of people that we've been told are great, innovative offensive minds that don't amount to anything when you go from an offensive coordinator to a head coach. I'm a little bit surprised by this because, okay, we talked about it a month ago, Ben Johnson potentially going there, but with all the names that the Bears were interviewing, and you look back at Ben Johnson and then the rumors about the Jaguars, the rumors about the Raiders. Oh, Tom Brady's doing the Lions game. He can't do that as a broadcaster because Ben Johnson's the OC of the Detroit Lions. All of it meant nothing. Ultimately, Ben Johnson calls his shot. And this is fascinating, too, because he didn't go to the Commanders when everyone thought he was going to get that job last year. And Jaden Daniels is a star. Jaden Daniels is 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. But now Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams as a duo, they have to be a great duo or else we'll never give the Bears the benefit of the doubt again. Because Caleb Williams is supposed to be the quarterback. Ben Johnson is supposed to be the next head coach. Can they mess it up? Can they not meet expectations? Absolutely. But with that being said, this is the right move. This is the right gamble. And now we'll see in a few years from now, if we're looking back at the Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson era in a positive way, or if we're going to be saying, who's the next head coach and who's going to be the next quarterback for the Chicago Bears? So according to Adam Schefter, let me just make sure once again that this is real and we didn't get duped. Nope, yep, that's Schefter's account. Bear down. Chicago is finalizing a deal to hire Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson as its next head coach. Sources tell ESPN, Bears are getting their man. Now, quick thought about the Lions losing on Saturday night to the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is already a top five quarterback in the NFL. Easily, in no order, Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. No one will tell you one of those quarterbacks, unless if you are a hater, are not a top five quarterback. After that, who's the fifth best quarterback in the league? You know, you want to throw Matthew Stafford in there? Okay. You can't tell me it's Aaron Rodgers anymore. You can't tell me it's Mr. Four Interceptions in a playoff game in Justin Herbert. So it's not Jared Goff because he was terrible the other night with the fumble and the three interceptions. It's not Brock Purdy. You know, the Eagles are winning. Jalen Hurts, you know, A.J. Brown's going to catch the ball yesterday, but they're not winning because of Jalen Hurts' arm. It's not Dak Prescott. It's not Tua Tagovailoa. It's not Trevor Lawrence. So you go through the list of people, whether it's the NFC East, the NFC North, Sam Darnold, come on, what are we doing? You know, NFC South, Baker Mayfield's good, but not top five. You go through all the quarterbacks in the AFC and the NFC. Jaden Daniels is the fifth best quarterback, and he's a top five quarterback right now in the NFL. And whatever order you want, you know, if I'm probably doing this, it would be Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Joe Burrow 3, Lamar Jackson 4, and then Jaden Daniels 5. To me, those are the five best quarterbacks. Order them whatever you want, but I believe that those are the five best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And on the other side, the Lions, what a disaster of a season. And I get it, right? The regular season was awesome. You look at the NFC North, what a bleep show the Bears were. The Packers were never a Super Bowl threat. And then I think you had the Vikings and the Lions combined 29 total regular season victories this year. Neither won a playoff game. And you see the difference between a good quarterback and a great quarterback. Jared Goff looked like the rookie. It wasn't Jaden Daniels who looked like the rookie on Saturday night, as Jared Goff was absolutely abysmal in that game. We'll take a timeout. News brief next. Update time first. As we continue to roll along from Atlanta, the site of the national championship game, here's the Ack Man, Rich Ackerman.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Live from Atlanta for the national championship game, Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The big news right now, Ben Johnson is going to the Chicago Bears. And I have a lot of reactions and a lot of takes to this. And we told you right before the break, hey, you know, good for the Bears. They get their guy. Now we'll see if Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams can make it work. If they can't make it work, then I'm never going to give the benefit of the doubt again to the Bears. But what does this mean for the rest of the coaching carousel? Like, does this mean Mike McCarthy's going to the Saints? Aaron Glenn to the Jets? Is Liam Cohen going to get the Jaguars job? What about Pete Carroll? I think the Raiders are trying to get a big name, but you got the two biggest names off the board in Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson. Let's hear from the head football coach of the Detroit Lions in Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell talking about after the game on Saturday when their season came to an end, you know, is this program going to crumble? Because in all likelihood, they're losing Ben Johnson and also Aaron Glenn. We know Ben Johnson now off the board to the Bears.
It can't, right? It can't. Can't allow that to happen. That's my job, is to replenish and find the next man up and the guy who's going to give us the best chance to have success on both sides of the ball. So we're not going to allow that to happen. I'm not. Does it hurt to lose those guys? Absolutely. They're a part of what we've been here. I will forever be grateful for those guys, and our team will. And is it a loss? Absolutely it'd be a loss. But yet, man, we move forward. This train rolls on, and I'll find the next best guys for us.
Yeah, we've seen really damn good teams lose coordinators before. This is nothing foreign. Right, the Eagles have lost their offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators. Look, they're still 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl. Right, we know that the Patriots lost defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators throughout the years. Either you have the right head coach or you don't. And I think Dan Campbell's a really damn good head coach. Obvious statement. But that was a terrible, and I mean a terrible loss on Saturday night to the Commanders, even with how great Jaden Daniels did play in the game. Let's go to Jared Goff. He takes blame for the loss, had three interceptions, and also a fumble in the game.
I wish I could have played a little bit better. Wish I could have taken care of the ball a little bit better. Obviously the pick six is really the one I'd really like back. That was just a poor decision by me. The other ones are just, you know, sometimes part of the game. And it's on me. I got to take care of it better, and certainly we've given ourselves a better chance to win had I done that.
Hate to say it, Jared Goff, good quarterback. Not a great quarterback. And that was on full display on Saturday evening. A great quarterback can't perform that way when you are the number one overall seed at home. And it feels like the Lions are just cursed with all the injuries that they had. And then the way that the Commanders, I know Sanders still and Daniels just beat them up pretty good. But geez, it feels like a team that's just cursed even when things were going right. Let's go to Sean McVay. Did snow play a factor in their loss to the Eagles?
I think you saw. I mean, there were some times where some uncharacteristic things just in terms of the ball handling. We had two turnovers that probably don't necessarily occur in different elements. A couple drops. You know, they had to play in it too. We had to play in it. We had every opportunity to be able to win that game at the end there, Sarah. And we're a couple plays away from me being a lot happier right now.
Yeah, block Jalen Carter. Maybe end up getting the job done. I know easier said than done, but maybe end up winning that game in the snow. A.J. Brown, though, the Eagles, he only had, I think, one catch in the game. He wasn't happy with the snow either.
Did the conditions affect the passing game?
Absolutely. It did affect everything. Like, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. That was not fun, honestly. That wasn't fun at all, man. Tough game, tough conditions, but, you know, you make the most of them. And, you know, try to get the win, and I'm glad we did.
Now, I had A.J. Brown at plus 145 anytime touchdown. He dropped what should have been a catch. That would have been a touchdown. I don't want to hear people bitching about the snow. I don't. But it's interesting when you hear it from both sides because people thought you'd only heard it from the Rams side. No, you also heard it from A.J. Brown as well. Lamar Jackson on why the Ravens lost the game to the Bills 27-25.
Protect the ball. I like protect the ball. We was driving the ball. Like I said, we was driving the ball smooth all game. I don't even think we punted tonight. It was the three turnovers got us off the field. So we protect the ball. We're not even having these conversations. You guys don't even have those type of questions for me, you know? We got to do a better job at protecting that ball, and we'll be out. We'll be in the right track.
I blame Mark Andrews for the loss. Lamar Jackson won't do so.
I'm just as hurt as Mark. You know, I don't – it's his fault. Like, all of us played a factor in that game. You know, it's a team effort. I'm just not going to put that on Mark, bro, because he's been battling all season. He's been doing all the great things he's been doing all season. It don't always go our way. We want it to, but – at the wrong time, it's like it's not going our way. We need to figure that out.
That's what leaders do. They don't throw their teammates under the bus. And Lamar Jackson, his best thing that he did after that game was everyone knows it's obvious they lost that game because of Mark Andrews. He could have piled on and said, hey, Mark's got to catch it. He was clearly frustrated, as anyone should be, but he didn't do that publicly. So I'll commend Lamar Jackson for that. And I know Lamar Jackson fumbled the ball. I know he had an interception, but Mark Andrews had one mistake where he fumbled the ball down five when they were driving. Everyone could overcome that. But the second mistake was the dagger because it ended the game. You are wide open, catch the ball, two-point conversion. You still may lose, but at least you're tied with a little over 90 seconds remaining in that one. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hour number one in the books. We'll come on back. We'll talk Lions. We'll talk Commanders. We'll talk National Championship game. Ben Johnson going to the Bears. John Jansen is going to join us when we come on back in a few moments.